Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one, and you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting things out with a follow-up tonight. Mark, a couple weeks back, you had a story about a polygamist, or at least someone who was accused of being a polygamist, and he probably is, from, I think it was Arizona, as a matter of fact, and he was facing some misdemeanor charges. I think it was several misdemeanor charges for polygamy.
Yeah.
And now there's an update from Court TV. An Arizona judge has sentenced a polygamist to 45 days in county jail for having sex with a teenager that he took as his third wife. The sentence disappointed authorities in Kingman, Arizona, who had hoped a harsher punishment for defendant Kelly Fisher would discourage others in the church from taking teenage wives. Fisher was the first of seven members from the fundamentalist Latter-day Saints, FDLS, to be tried for plural marriages to minors. He says, let's see, Gary Engels, an investigator with the Mojave County Attorney's Office, says, quote, I don't know if we've sent a strong enough message to these people, meaning they want more jail time.
Yeah, you have to comply.
45 days is not enough. Now, some people might say this guy deserves to be in jail. He had sex with a 16-year-old, and that's a bad thing, and so we should crack down and throw him in jail for years, because that's what happens with other guys that get, what they call it, essentially statutory rape in most places. I don't think he had a statutory rape charge.
Well, I think the problem with 16-year-old girls having sex is that society doesn't accept 16-year-old girls having sex. But
the FDLS does.
But their society does accept 16-year-old girls having sex. I mean, 13-year-old girls are able to reproduce, and many societies, they're married off at that age. So
I don't know at what age the FDLS decides that it's okay for you to get married. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. I'm sure that I consider it sick and repulsive. But, these people have a different culture.
Do you think that he should have had a harsher punishment?
No, I don't. I think that, polygamy is... I don't see anything wrong with polygamy.
What if he was taking advantage of this girl? I mean, what if this was really a rape? In which case, I think he would deserve harsher punishment. However,
yeah,
it wasn't really a rape, and we'll explain why. About 7,000 FDLS members live in the twin border towns of Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah. Members of the group, which broke with the mainstream Mormons back in the 1890s over the issue of polygamy, believe that only those in plural marriages can reach the highest level of heaven. Warren Jeffs, the church leader or prophet, is a federal fugitive from charges in both states, stemming from his alleged arrangement of celestial marriages between teenage girls and older married men. County prosecutor Matt Smith had asked Judge Stephen Cohn to sentence Mr. Fisher, 39, to some prison time. Fisher faced a minimum sentence of probation and a maximum of 4 years in prison. As part of the sentence, he must complete 3 years probation and register as a sex offender. He must report to jail by November 1st. Although polygamy is unconstitutional in Arizona, it is not a crime. Law enforcement largely left the FDLS sect alone until about 18 months ago, when Mojave County began investigating allegations of sex with underage girls. Relying on birth certificates and testimony of former church members, a jury convicted Fisher last month of sexual contact with a minor and conspiracy for having sex with a 16-year-old. Now, the woman in question here, this 16-year-old,
mm-hmm.
she's now 21.
Okay.
And she's the mother...
Seems awfully late to be bringing this up.
She's the mother of three children by this man.
Oh, what are they doing putting the father of three children by this woman in jail?
We have to send a message, Mark. We have to send a message that you can't have sex with someone who is under the age of 18.
You can't multiple marry, I think is what they're really trying to send.
No, they only went after this because she was underage.
Yes, but that's not the only reason they went after it. The reason that they used was that she was underage. The reason they went after it is because...
To attack the polygamists?
Is because of the polygamy. Here's the thing. I mean, if you had sex with some girl 5 years ago, had three kids by her, mm-hmm. And, you know, she's now 21... I don't think the state's going to come after you for that one. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, they did it in this case. The mother of three children...
They did it in this case because he has three wives.
She refused to cooperate with the... So that way the other wives can just take care of the kids and put daddy in jail.
Yeah, right.
So she refused to cooperate, this 21-year-old, with the prosecution and was among 130 people to send letters vouching for his character to the judge. She says in her letter, quote, "We have a beautiful family together. I love my husband. He loves us and takes very good care of us. The children adore their father. I don't need to explain my personal life to anyone." Fisher addressed the court for about a half an hour, telling the judge that there was no coercion or abuse in his household, saying, quote, "I can say for my life and my family that there's no one that's been pressured into doing anything they didn't want to do. Every single person is very happy. There's no pain." See, the problem here is that the state has the ability to bring charges regardless of whether or not anybody actually in the situation is interested in doing so.
Right.
That's the problem. We've got the state and the people that are in charge, these prosecutors, on what it's tantamount to a moral crusade.
It really is. It's just looking for victimless crimes, and that's the problem with allowing the state to bring charges as opposed to allowing the victims to bring charges. Now, I understand in the case of that the state may perhaps need to bring charges in proxy, like, for instance, suppose a homeless guy with no family gets killed.
Okay.
By somebody. They don't know who did it, but, you know, there's no one to bring charges, really.
Not like the state ever cares if homeless people get killed anyway.
Well, I don't know.
They don't really investigate that too hard.
If it's easy.
Yeah. So, anyway, in this case, I could totally understand and would completely agree if this 21-year-old managed to, let's say it was a totally different situation, she managed to escape from this FDLS sect, this compound that they lived in. She ran to the authorities and she said, "I've been raped. I've been raped
coerced.
And coerced and held against my will and forced to have babies and forced to clean the house. I mean, I've been molested." In which case, then you've got someone who's complaining about an obviously coercive, violent situation, and that's something in which case I would totally understand charges being filed. But when the state just goes on this moral crusade, there's no way I can get behind it. I can't.
I have to agree.
And you can claim all you want. Now, this is funny that you're agreeing on this one, when normally you would claim that a girl under 18 can't make these decisions for herself.
Well, in this particular case, she's from a... I told you that my problem with it is that society views women under a certain age as a whole unable to make the decision. But in this particular community, women are raised from birth to believe that they're going to get married somewhere around the age of 15 or 16, and therefore it's not a stigma, it's not weird, it's nothing.
So you're saying as long as it's okay within a small group, then you're behind lowering the age of consent, but outside of that group, then you still want it to be 18 because that's the way most people in America see things?
I believe that if you're talking about society as a whole, yeah, there should be a certain age, and then there should, like for instance, in Hawaii, the reason that the age of consent in Hawaii for the longest time was like 14.
Yeah, they've raised it now.
Is because the native Hawaiians got married pretty darn young.
Sure.
And they just had a different culture than we did.
I see.
And you didn't want to bring charges against those people, and I have to agree.
Okay. All right. Well, going on, again, this guy, Mr. Fisher, the judge told Fisher his religious beliefs didn't justify breaking the law. Quote, "There's no reason why people in Colorado City, simply because they subscribe to a different religious belief, should believe that they have the right to do something that everyone else in society cannot do." So the judge counteracting what you just said, Mark.
Well, he believes it's a nation of laws. It's more important to stand by the law than it is to honor the
choices
culture
of your neighbors.
Right.
That's essentially what this is. What we're supposed to do in America. Hey, even if you don't agree with what the guy down the street is doing, as long as he's not hurting someone else, stay out of his business. And maybe if more people did things like that, if more people behaved in that fashion, that is, staying out of other people's business, then others would reciprocate. Because when the guy, the weirdo down the street's doing something you don't like, and you get into his business, then he's more likely to get into your business.
He sure is.
He's more likely to find a reason to call, say, code enforcement on you and have the government go after you for something he doesn't like that you're doing. And then we just have this continuous cycle of abuse, this cycle of coercion and violence, where individuals and groups are using the force of the government against one another.
And the only entity that gains is the government.
Is the government. They gain power. So there you go, 45 days in jail. The prosecutors and those people are angry about it. I think that this man never should have had to set foot in a courtroom. I'm not for polygamy. I'm not interested in it at all. but he's not hurting me, and he apparently didn't hurt anybody else. And now all of the taxpayers get to pay to keep him in prison. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show just waiting for you. You just go and download them. There's no membership fee. There's no jumping through hoops. They're just there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. So let's talk to Kyle in Kansas City. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
I'm curious, have you guys seen Loose Change on the internet?
Somebody actually called about that a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Yep, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was curious, have you seen V for Vendetta?
Yep, actually I've got it on order right now. Should be arriving hopefully within this week.
I really love that movie because I think it parallels between what is going to end up happening to our government in maybe 20 years, 30 years, who knows how long it's going to take. But I noticed that when they're talking about that government causes a thing that allows them, for example, the 9/11, I believe it was caused by the government anyway.
You believe the government flew planes into the World Trade Center?
Correct.
Okay.
I believe that they did that to be able to go to war with Iraq, Afghanistan, whatever, to be able to take over with the New World Order, correct? And it causes, it's just a linear kind of effect.
You know, it's interesting what you're saying about this idea that the government flew the planes into the building. I don't know who did what. I don't know who was involved. I'm not even sure who the hijackers were. I don't know. I don't believe the government story. I don't believe what the conspiracy people are saying either. All I know is there's a lot of misinformation out there. But you mentioned this New World Order concept, and really, I just don't buy it. I understand that there are people out there that are in power, and they want power, and they're power hungry, and they're willing to do what it takes to get more power. But I don't know if there's really this dark conspiracy of people.
Well, what about the creation of the U.S. or the North American treaty with, like, the treaty between Canada, Mexico, and the United States?
Yeah, you're talking about the SPP.gov website, which talks about things like that. I don't know. What about it? I mean, it's being done out in the open.
I don't know. It just seems...
How much different is that than the European Union, and how has the European Union been so terrible for...
European Union is a terrible idea.
I'm not advocating this. I don't want it, but, I mean, you know,
I know. I just...
I can answer the question.
It'd be nice to be able to have, like, you know, separated borders. I think we should just shut down the borders entirely because of the immigration problem.
You want to shut down the borders?
Yeah, like, you know, the immigration problem that we have, I don't see why the government, if they want to take care of it, why don't they just shut down the borders completely?
Well, so you think the government flew planes into the World Trade Center?
Right.
And you want the government to...
Well, they're behind it.
Wait a second. And you want the government to handle the border situation?
Yeah.
Don't you see a problem with those two lines
of
thought?
Oh, I don't know. I
mean, clearly, if we give the government power to do things, they're going to abuse it.
Yeah.
I think that they should handle the border problem by opening it up and letting anybody who wants to come across and work. We shouldn't have welfare. We shouldn't force hospitals to care for people. We shouldn't force people to care for, provide schooling for people that come across the border.
I guess that is the main problem right there, too.
Right. Because that's what I was going to ask.
Putting on Social Security and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The problem is the government. The government is the problem. It is not immigrants. Immigrants aren't...
Well, I know. I'm sorry. It just... That's weird.
Well, the problem is you've been listening to too many conspiracy shows, and these people are out there rattling the sabers to lock down the border, and as Mark pointed out, it's such hypocrisy. The idea that these people don't trust the government when it comes to 9/11, but for some reason, they believe they're going to be able to do an effective job at locking people out of the country, and that's absolute insanity. There's no way possible.
That's
and
true.
The really sick thing is that all these people that the conspiracy shows out there that are talking about 9/11 all the time and the police state, and they're right about the police state. I mean, the police state is on the rise in America. For some reason, there's a disconnect to where they don't realize that what they're calling for down at the border is going to result in an even worse police state. If you want to lock the border down, that's going to require even more checkpoints. It's going to require even more police enforcement.
House-to-house searches for immigrants?
You name it. And so why they have that disconnect, I don't understand. I think it's just a vehement hatred for people that are different than them.
I don't know.
All right, anything else?
Maybe it's just a problem of them getting on the health care thing.
Yeah.
So let's eliminate the welfare. Let's eliminate the welfare state and then open the border so we can be a free nation once again. Yeah. Kyle, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. You hear these people ranting and raving about this so-called New World Order, but yet then they support an increase in government power.
Well, did you hear how Kyle turned as soon as we presented him with a logical solution that addressed his problems? He turned, and that's
thank
the difference.
Goodness he had the open mind enough to listen to
you
that.
Know, and that's the difference, and that's the reason libertarianism's catching on with young males instead of older
I'd like to
people.
Say it's catching on with all people.
It's growing
who
largest
are
in the demographic of young males.
Okay, maybe that's because males are a little bit more likely to pay attention to politics,
and young people are more likely to turn their opinions. You know, they're liable to you know, they listen more than older people do.
Well, I don't. You know, it's just I don't think it's fair to say that we're attracting young males. I see new young ladies coming into the movement all the time, and I think it's fantastic. Either way, this message makes sense. What we're talking about makes sense because coercion and force doesn't make sense. It's actually totally insane, and that's what the government does. And I don't think that the conspiracy people have realized this yet. They think that the government is full of evil people, and that government by itself is an okay concept as long as we can get our people in charge. They still have that misconception.
But who are those our people?
Well, I don't know. And it doesn't matter.
And if the government corrupted the people that are in it now, then how come it won't corrupt our people?
Well, good question. That's right. That's why I say it doesn't matter to me who your people are. The power is the problem, and the state is never a solution to any perceived problems.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go quite that far, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I know you believe the state can still do, what, mail delivery or something like that?
I don't believe in mail delivery, no.
Hey, speaking of mail delivery, I've got a quick one for you, Mark. We've certainly railed against the United States Postal Service, but here's one more reason to not use their service. Naples, Florida, they discovered that over 200 pieces of mail in the Postal Service, the distribution center, were soaked with what appears to be urine.
Oh, my.
The Lee County Health Department recommended the mail be isolated and hung out to dry. Luckily, urine is sterile, so there's not really any diseases or anything that could come from this. But it's still gross.
It's very gross.
And stinky. Starting Thursday, employees will be putting the mail in sealed plastic bags and returning it to their original senders in another envelope with a letter explaining the situation. They say they don't know who did this, but she expected all the mail to be processed and sent back to the senders by the end of the week.
Well, it pretty much has to be a mail employee, right?
That's what it sounds like, but they don't know who. So,
how could they?
Just one more reason. If you've got something important to send, don't send it with the government. 800-259-9231, your toll-free number to bring up whatever's on your mind. We talked about the polygamist before, but now we're moving on to the video voyeur. And that's right. He's a bad, bad man. And we'll explain it all coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. capital, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714. Use the money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your operation, pay taxes, and more. There are no closing costs, no application fees, or financial statements needed at all. And we approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their photo validated, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. We are going straight to the phones and to the fun to Sincere in Texas on the amplifier line. Sincere, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes. I just like to say, great show. And my analogy that I had for, you know, the whole 9/11 conspiracy thing is, let's say you have a friend. Let's say you have a house and everything, and you have a friend that lives next door to you. Has been friends for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, friendships have up and downs and everything like that.
Right. Sure.
Let's say your house gets robbed by a guy down the street that you don't really like. He's kind of arrogant. He's always pissing you off with just random things that he does over the time and time like that.
All right.
Let's say your house gets robbed and your friend next door says, hey, that guy down the street robbed you.
Really?
God's not going to listen to your friend and say, yeah, that sounds right. And your friend's going to give you a whole bunch of reasons. And really, your friend robbed you. But you're not going to believe your friend because it's your friend.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
so that's
that
how
happens.
The government did up with 9/11. Something happened, and so the government said, hey, this is what happened. Of course, you're going to believe them because they're the government.
Oh,
and
well, no, I don't, I don't believe them. See, Sincere, I don't believe a word the government says about anything.
I understand that you don't. Well, I understand, you know, but I'm saying the majority of Americans did. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think
that
that's true?
Believe
oh, I think they do.
I don't know. I mean, I think that Americans, for the most part, would, and I've said this before, I think Americans, for the most part, if you brought the old worn-out joke of, hey, how do you know when a politician's lying? His lips are moving. Every American knows that joke. They know inherently that politicians are liars. I think most people know that. I think what happens, though, is when something serious occurs, when something like the World Trade Center attack happens, then all of a sudden Americans drop their disbelief for politicians and embrace every single word they say. I think when it when lives are on the line, when things get serious, all of a sudden Americans get scared, and that's when they decide that politicians are somehow all of a sudden trustworthy. I don't understand it. I don't know why it happens that way, but that's what I think happens.
And my thing is, I'm sure you heard the phrase that a person is smart, but people are stupid. It just goes along with that whole thing, too, because people as a collective group will listen to anything that the group feels is higher than them. And, you know, most people think that the government is higher than themselves.
Yeah, they do, and they're wrong about that, unfortunately.
And it's wrong because we are the government in terms of that we have a choice, but a lot of people don't look at it that way. They look at it as, well, they run things and we just have to go along with it instead of thinking that, hey, you know, I do have a voice, I do need to be heard, and the group as a collective needs someone to not elevate themselves above themselves, but above the group, but someone in the group to say, hey, we need to travel in this direction.
Right, well, the group needs I like that. The group needs somebody to encourage them to critically think. That's a problem that America has in spades, is the lack of critical thinking. And I've got to say that it exists in all kinds of different groups. It exists in just your average American that believes everything the news reports put out at night. And it also exists within the people that listen to the conspiracy theorists as well, because they'll believe anything any of their leaders say, too.
Well, my job in the Army, I'm an intelligence analyst, so I get to read, I get to watch the news, and then I get to read the news. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And news that I get to read is totally different from the news everybody else gets to see. So when people say, oh, this is the reason why this, this, and this, and I go, yeah, that's what you think. And, you know, of course, I can't say exactly what it is, but,
right,
you know, I pretty much know what's going on. And going through my job, I start to see that, man, this government says a lot of crap that isn't true. You know, like, the news just goes along with stuff, and the government lets the news run with lies and stuff like that.
You're right, and the sad part your observation is totally accurate. The news just essentially takes government press releases and puts their header on top and releases it as though it's a news story, when in fact the real job that they're supposed to be doing is questioning everything the government says, verifying, double-checking, and then writing up a story about it. But they're not. They're
exactly
not doing the work anymore. They're just refeeding government press releases. And it's sad because people believe the news, people trust the news, and they're just being misinformed.
And what I encourage everyone to do that's listening is to watch CNN. We in the intelligence community consider CNN, we call it the classified news network. Because if you catch something, as soon as it happens, when it comes on CNN, before any government press releases, they'll mention something, and then you'll never hear it again after a government press release.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll say something because they're there, and they'll get stuff that's classified before we get it. Once we get it, then we'll classify it, and then you'll never hear it again on CNN.
Wow.
But they'll say stuff before we even know it, and then it'll disappear because a government press release come out, and it'll totally disappear off
now
the news network.
I'm curious.
And you'll catch it all the time.
I'm curious, Sincere, since you say you work in intelligence with the military, how long have you been involved with the military?
I was in the Marines for 3 years, and then I transferred to the Army in May 2005, and I've been in the Army doing intelligence since May 2005.
Is this something that you want to do as a career, or are you planning on getting out at some point?
I plan on getting out May 25th, 2008, but I might go work for the NSA. My wife's trying to encourage me to go for NSA, CIA, stuff like that, you know. Because they pay pretty good money to do that.
But they do. Wow, I find it fascinating that we have somebody listening to this show working for the government in the intelligence community who is actually interested in going and joining some of those groups.
Well, my thing is, like, the way my line of thinking with politics and stuff like that has always been a libertarian mindset, but I didn't know libertarians existed until I actually found your podcast, just, you know, trawling through iTunes and the podcast store,
right,
and found the podcast, started listening to it. And, you know, been hooked on ever since, because a lot of your ideals I agree with in terms of stuff that happens. Plus, my distrust for the government grew as I was an intelligence analyst, believe it or not, because once I started watching the news and seeing what the government knows, it's like, man, why are they lying so much, you know, about, why are they just telling me the truth? That's like they don't believe the American public can handle the truth, you know. So that's what grew my distrust, actually.
So I'm curious.
It's amazing to me that there's somebody in the, basically looking at classified material, and you just don't believe anything in the media. I mean,
I really don't. They're telling us lies. I know. I just sit there and laugh most of the time, like watching CNN and Headline News and Fox, NBC and stuff like that. And I just laugh at the news because I'm like, that's not true. Like the Lebanon-Israeli conflict, I just laugh whenever they just whatever they talk about it on the news.
Well, I gotta say, Sincere, it's good to have you listening to the show, and I think it's going to be interesting. Normally, I would discourage you from getting involved in any more federal agencies, and I'd encourage you to go out and create a product or a service that's actually valuable to the world. However, I think it is valuable to an extent to have people on the inside, people that think the way that we do, that think pro-freedom and pro-liberty, having them working the inside, an inside man in the intelligence agencies. That's kind of exciting to me. So
I can put that on the PBS, too.
We look forward to hearing from you again. Thanks for the call, Sincere. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. How about that?
That's a really incredible story. He sort of mentioned that before, and wow, I'm blown away.
I have no reason to disbelieve Sincere. I mean, after all, he is Sincere.
We knew that was coming.
I have no reason to disbelieve him. However, I question everything. So even when Sincere, who is a amplifier to the show, meaning he's a monthly contributor to the program, even with somebody like that, I mean, you contribute to the show, you automatically get more credibility as far as I'm concerned. But nonetheless, I'll still question even everything that he says. And I think questioning everything is something that Americans really need to relearn if they've never learned it. If they've learned it in the first place, they need to relearn it and reapply it across the board. Because we seem to have people that we look to as Americans. We look to people for leadership. And we don't all have time. I mean, as far as ideas are concerned, we don't all have time to do all the research ourselves. We don't have time to find out what the real story is when the news is reporting one thing. Not everyone has the time or the ability to go and dig around and find out what the truth is on every single issue.
No, I don't even have the time to do all that.
And so a lot of people will just sort of select a provider for information. Some people select somebody like, say, Rush Limbaugh or a Sean Hannity or Air America. And unfortunately, once they've selected that individual or that group to provide them that information, they just sort of let their guard down. They let their defenses down and just let whatever information in that those people deliver to them.
Right. Whatever it is that they say, they might as well be a deity or at least a demigod.
And that's a serious problem. And people need to get back to critical thinking, disbelieving things that they're told. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The store is open. If you've not been yet, well, you can go now. Store.freetalklive.com. We're offering T-shirts and hats and even a flag, a DVD classics set. Remember all the classic archives we've been teasing for a while that the amplifiers have been getting access to? We've got a DVD collection of the entirety, basically the first 2 years of Free Talk Live. So all kinds of different stuff.
When do I get my hat?
You can be patient, just like everyone else is. It's a pre-order phase, see? What we're doing is we're offering you a discount on all the items so we can kind of gauge demand. We can get an idea for what people are interested in, what they aren't interested in. So basically, the entire month of August is a pre-order phase. So shipping isn't going to happen until probably sometime late September. So if you can be patient, you'll get a discount if you go to store.freetalklive.com and shop with us. I think the products are pretty darn cool. That's store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. And George in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, George.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's
George
on your mind?
Well, you remember me talking about getting a new car a few weeks back, right?
Yeah, that's right. You're paying way too much.
Yeah, I finally found exactly what I want, and this is going to be kind of funny because I can't wait to drive this thing past retirement homes. I want to buy a hearse.
A hearse? Why?
Think about how much room they got. In the back, you can throw in a mattress, you know, and you can get, like, put the whole ceiling for mirrors, you know, and maybe neon lights maybe under the mattress.
And then realize how little you get to use it?
What do you mean?
Why
wouldn't he be able to use a hearse?
Yeah.
All just seems very strange.
Why wouldn't I be able to use it?
I don't know.
The question is, where do you buy them, though? I mean, how do you come across a hearse? Are they selling on eBay?
I saw this one. Yeah, I saw this one on eBay. It's not too. It's in the Virginia. This one I saw. So I got this one is Buick Roadmaster 93. Only $6,000, and this thing's only got 44,000 miles on it.
Now wait a minute. Now the important thing. This is what's coming to my mind is the question is repairs. I mean, when it comes
I want to see what condition it is first, but.
Right, for $3,000, I don't know what you're going to get for $3,000, but it's a 93. George, hang on. Even if what you're getting is a perfect condition, in decent condition, and there's no immediate repairs necessary, how difficult is it going to be to actually get the aftermarket products that you need to repair a hearse?
No. Wait a second.
These aren't Toyota Corollas.
Wait a second. What kind of hearse are we talking about here?
It's a Buick Roadmaster.
Now, there's no shortage of Buick Roadmasters in the world.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a special car or something like that.
No.
I can tell you from experience having a 76 Eldorado that I can put a lot of different parts from a lot of different Cadillacs on that 76 Eldorado. Now, if it's a part for the convertible top portion, I'm in big trouble. But if it's the rest of the car, I'm usually okay.
Yeah, and these things are usually, come on, it's a hearse. They're driven very gently, you know? Given that they have coffins typically in the back of them,
right.
You know, so they're not exactly driven very hard. So
So as
the used cars go, you know, those things are probably bound to be in very good condition. And I've seen the pictures here, and this thing looks almost like new.
Are you going to want to, like, put a new engine in there, something with some big horsepower and kind of make a really tough hearse?
One thing at a time, Ian. First things first, I want to make it, like, pimp my ride.
Right. I think it's a cool idea, man. I think it's great. I say go for it. Sell that.
That'd be so funny to drive by retirement homes in that thing, you know, the looks I would get, or get a license plate that says, see you soon.
That's cute, George. Thanks for the call, man. Good luck with that. Let us know how it works out. 800. Yeah, well, maybe, but it's interesting. It's original.
It is original. Somewhat unique.
1-800-259-9231. Still got the story about the video voyeur on the way. But first, there's a centennial being celebrated, Mark.
Oh, good. 100 years of what?
100 years of the Food and Drug Administration.
Swell.
Yes, FDA workers are even singing an anthem, according to the Advocates for Self-Government, written by one of their own employees to commemorate the event. The FDA Centennial Anthem, which is posted proudly at their website, begins, "One century past, a people's hope fulfilled by an act conceived for safe medicine and food, protecting rights that our founding fathers willed, to life and liberty, to happiness pursued." Of course, these lines are Orwellian nonsense.
Of course they are.
If you truly have a right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, as our founding fathers wanted us to have, then you have to have the right to market and purchase medications and foods of your choosing. A huge monolithic federal bureaucracy that prohibits free choice in such matters is the very opposite of that idea. It should be further noted that despite claims that it protects the safety of Americans, the FDA has actually killed hundreds of thousands of people by its drug regulations. An article in the July-August Freeman magazine called "The FDA Cannot Be Reformed" points out a few examples. The FDA for many years prohibited aspirin makers from advertising the potential cardiovascular benefits of the product, since the agency had not officially approved it for that purpose, and despite widespread knowledge that aspirin therapy could significantly reduce the risk of heart attack in males over 50, in the words of economist Paul Rubin, quote, "The FDA surely killed tens and quite possibly hundreds of thousands of Americans by this one restriction alone." In another example, the FDA approved the gastric ulcer drug misoprostol in 1988, 3 years after it had been available in other countries around the world.
So how many people died in those 3 years?
Analyst Sam Cosman estimated, using the FDA's own figures, that this delay may have led to between 20,000 and 50,000 unnecessary deaths.
Good Lord.
One of those people could have been your grandmother.
They really could have.
FDA regulations have made introducing a new drug in the United States more lengthy, difficult, and expensive than anywhere else in the world. Says folks, quote, "It takes typically between 10 and 15 years to bring a new drug to the U.S. market at a cost of over $800 million. This, of course, jacks up drug costs and dramatically lowers the number of new drugs introduced in the United States, thus depriving Americans of beneficial and even life-saving drugs. The Cato Institute cites Robert Goldberg of Brandeis University, quote, "By a conservative estimate, FDA delays in allowing U.S. marketing of drugs used safely and effectively elsewhere around the world would have cost the lives of at least 200,000 Americans over the past 30 years. The FDA is inconsistent with a free society and an actual menace to all Americans. The older you get, the more menacing the FDA becomes. It's
I mean, how many drugs would be out there right now if the FDA didn't have such expensive, lengthy regulations? How many are sitting?
Lots more.
How many do other countries have available readily that we can't get here in the United States right now?
I can't answer that question, but it is a good question.
Well, and it'd be difficult to know. You'd have to know the specific disease you're talking about and then go online and then research and research and research.
But what about the snake oil salesman, Mark?
Well, my God, somebody might get sold something that didn't work exactly the way they were told. But the fact is, how many people have been killed by, I don't know for sure. You know, how many people have been killed by the effects of prescription drugs that are out there now? I mean,
not a lot.
What?
I mean, what do you mean? How many people have been killed?
Absolutely. The prescription drugs out there right now can be very, very deadly to people.
They kill more than the illegal drugs do. That much is true.
Okay. That's not good enough for you?
Well, I think it's good that we have them. I mean, are you suggesting that we should restrict those, too?
I'm just saying that just because the FDA says it's okay doesn't mean it's not going to kill you.
Oh, okay, that it's not totally safe.
I mean,
right.
Just because
it's
the FDA says it is.
Improperly prescribed prescription medication kills over 100,000 people.
Well, forget just improperly prescribed, but how about it reacts with you poorly and then...
Sure. That does happen. Now, if you look at the small print on some of those drug labels, it does say side effect could be death.
Well, any one of those things.
Yeah.
And it's printed in there so often, you don't even look at it anymore.
But at least I intrinsically know that I'm taking a risk when I'm putting something in my body. But I get to weigh the benefits versus the risks.
Right.
I get to weigh, you know, whether or not this is something that could possibly help me with a debilitating problem versus the fact that it might kill me. It's in many cases, for some people, it's well worth the risk. And without the FDA around, it doesn't mean that we wouldn't have protection. It doesn't mean that there would be snake oil salesmen on every street corner. In fact, if there were, they probably wouldn't get great sales because most people, I think, are sensible enough to check with their doctor before they start imbibing some new chemical. Don't you think?
Hopefully.
And if they're not, then they'll learn the hard way. Again, according to the Advocates for Self-Government, there are free market methods of protecting consumers from dangerous drugs, while also allowing consumer freedom of choice and not stifling the creativity and ingenuity of scientists and researchers. And some of those ideas would, of course, be third-party testing organizations. Competing third-party testing organizations that will certify pills. That will certify medical techniques and processes.
Consumer Reports already does it. They have this big, huge...
Yeah, the pill book.
They have the pill book.
Yeah.
I mean...
It would be that...
I'd listen to Consumer Reports before I would the FDA.
We would have the pill book, but it would be even more expanded. There'd be medical techniques, medical... like MRIs, things like that. Those would go through certification groups instead of the FDA and the FCC and all those other groups. Hour 2's on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.